Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mansi Fadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you my analysis of how the Uddhav Thackeray-led Mahavikas Aghadi government has dealt with the aftermath of former Mumbai Police Chief Parambir Singh's explosive letter alleging that the State Home Minister Anil Deshmukh was running an extortion racket in Mumbai. The Supreme Court refused to entertain Singh's petition challenging his transfer and asking for an inquiry into the allegations against Deshmukh about the latter asking his officers to collect 100 crore rupees from Mumbai's bars and restaurants. The court said that there was no doubt that the matter was serious, affecting the administration at large, and granted Singh the liberty to approach the Bombay High Court. The Supreme Court's decision on Wednesday came as a slight relief to the Mahavikas Aghadi government, which has officially been silent on the entire controversy, with all eyes until now on how the Supreme Court might react. Following the Supreme Court's decision, the Mahavikas Aghadi cabinet met for the first time since the letter with Deshmukh to attending in person, though he walked in an hour late. While it was expected that the government may announce an inquiry in the matter, there was no such decision. Deshmukh told his cabinet colleagues that he was not guilty. The discussion instead centered around another key issue bothering the government, the leak of confidential documents, including one report by IPS officer Rashmi Shukla on graft and transfers and postings, where she had named certain officers, brokers and politicians and also admitted to having tapped phones to get evidence. This report was submitted to the Thackeray government in August last year. It was allegedly leaked to opposition leader Devendra Fadnavis, who spoke about it in a press conference, alleging inaction on it by the Mahavikas Aghadi government, pushing it further in a corner. In Wednesday's cabinet meeting, the ministers from the ruling coalition discussed the urgent need to take action against bureaucrats and IPS officers responsible for giving out information to the opposition. Ministers spoke about how this government had failed to understand the set of bureaucrats they are working with. Some also raised fears of their own phones being tapped. Housing Minister Jitendra Awad from the NCP even went on record about it. He tweeted that none of the categories of reasons listed by the state government to allow phone tapping fit the bill in case of Rashmi Shukla and that she had made a fool of the government. Mahavikas Aghadi leaders are also worried about the centre getting into the controversy as Fadnavis submitted the Rashmi Shukla report along with other documents that he claims to have got not to the state investigating machinery but to the Union Home Secretary. CM Thackeray, who is yet to make any public statement on the matter, appealed to all allies to stand together on the controversy. The cabinet meeting was followed by another meeting of a select group of ministers at Varsha, which is the official residence of the chief minister, to decide the course of action on officers such as Singh and Shukla. The Advocate General Ashutosh Kumbhakoni was also present. Senior ministers have told the Print that the government plans to eventually order an inquiry into Singh's letter under the Commission of Inquiry Act to ascertain if he's speaking the truth. Meanwhile, CM Thackeray has asked the Chief Secretary to look into the alleged illegal phone tapping. However, 4 days since Singh's letter broke, the government is still yet to make any official statement. The only reaction that the state government has so far given was on the very first day of Singh's letter, when a statement said that they need to check the veracity of the document. Besides, NCP President Sharad Pawar, who does not hold any position within the government, held 2 press conferences giving Deshmukh a clean chit. For now, the Thackeray government seems to not be inclined towards making Anil Deshmukh resign. Deshmukh has put forth an alibi, saying he was out of commission for almost the entire month of February as he was down with COVID. Singh's letter states that he met Wazain in and around mid-February. Sharad Pawar has openly vouched for Deshmukh, and within the other allies of the Mahavikas Aghadi, the fear is that pressing for Deshmukh's resignation now will only mean openly challenging Sharad Pawar. The ruling coalition is also worried that this might set the precedent for more resignations in the future, considering the BJP is on the aggressive and will undoubtedly make more allegations against members of the government. The Congress has been squirming, unsure of whether to support Deshmukh and give the BJP more ammunition politically or stay silent and risk flak from its voters. For now, the party, which held a meeting over the issue on Tuesday, seems to have chosen to go along with its 2 allies. It is going with the general consensus of the other 2 parties of siding with Deshmukh and prioritizing action against supposedly wavered bureaucrats. That's all I have for you right now. This is Mansi Fadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.